Dear listeners, it's time again for a short comedy talk by Derek Cameron entitled Married Friends from comedyspeak.com.
I'm a single man too. Love being single. Never been married. You know, and it's weird, you know, because I have married friends. Married friends are the most annoying people on the planet. They see how fun you're having, how much fun you're having, and enjoying yourself, and no, they gotta come up and bug you.
Derek, you should get married. You should get married. You're so nice. You should get married. You should come to the dark side. Come to the dark side.
See, I don't know. The woman I would like, I don't think they exist in this era. 2002, I don't think this woman exists. Because if I'm gonna get a woman, I want a woman from my mother's era. I want an old-fashioned kind of woman. You know, the kind of woman that doesn't require counseling. Never had a restraining order against anybody. Kind of woman, if she breaks up with me, she won't have me on judge duty trying to get my stuff back. See, my point is this. See, you know, when it comes to it, if you can find anybody, really, I applaud you. If you can find anyone to live with and be with as a couple, I really, truly applaud you, because it's tough. Because I believe when it comes to marriage, I don't believe it's a man thing. I believe it's a woman thing. I believe a man falls in love with a woman, ends up married. A woman has a plan. Man looks at a woman, baby, I love you. You know, you've made me happy, but you would make me the happiest man alive if you would actually become my wife. Oh my God. Oh my God. You want to marry me? You want to marry me? Oh my God. Yes, yes, I'll marry you. Oh, but it's what you're going to need to do first. First of all, you need to get me a house, because the house you living in ain't hitting it right. Okay, then we get our house, get my new house, all right? Oh, we got a beautiful house, and you don't get any of the rooms. The rooms ain't for you. The garage is for your dumb ass. But you make sure you keep that garage clean enough for my new car to fit in there. You understand? Then we gonna get my new car, and I'm gonna drag you around to every furniture store, every paint knick-knack store in the world, and whatever you like, we ain't buying. Oh, and then we're going to have our beautiful wedding. I've been dreaming about this since I was 3. I hope you saved up. Oh, I'm going to spend a lot of money on my dress, and I'm going to find the ugliest outfits I can find to put my girlfriends in. You can rent something, just show up. I don't care. Oh, then I have my wedding, my house, my new home, and then we'll have our little nest. You know what I'll do? Maybe I'll have a couple of your children. And when I have those children, I'm going to raise them, because I'm their mother and you're their father. And when they get old enough to leave our beautiful little nest we built, you're going with them. And I'm keeping the house, the car, and every month you're sending me a check, you bastard, you understand? All right, guys are like, okay, if that's the plan, where do I sign up? Some of you men out there have signed up for that plan 2 or 3 times. Oh, yeah, I make $300,000 living in a one-bedroom studio. I don't know what the hell I've been doing wrong. I must have been in love again. But it'll get my checkbook. But as you guys may be thinking, and you're wrong again, you may be thinking I'm bitter on marriage. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Not bitter on marriage, because that's the best example any man could ever have. My parents, who've been married for 43 years. And I've learned something. I'm not bitter, I just learned something. I'm going to pass this information on to every man here. See, all you couples out there, this is the best advice any man could ever give you. As a man, if you have a woman in your life and you want to be happy with that woman for the rest of your life, every day, fellas, you should wake up, roll over, look at that woman you love, and say from your heart, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know if I'll mess up today, tomorrow, next week, baby, I'm just sorry. The sooner you give in, fellas, the happier your ass will be. Because you're not going to win. You know. You know, maybe when the divorce comes, she'll let you keep more. You know, he wasn't so bad. He can keep the old car.